The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the following program do not necessarily represent those of Mark Radio, The Shepherd, or its advertisers.
Welcome to The Shepherd at Work, a weekly program to help you learn how to live your Christian faith in every place you work and live. Host Mark Goldstein introduces you to individuals who are successfully and effectively engaging in marketplace ministry and gives you the tools you need to do the same. The Shepherd at Work is sponsored by the U.S. Christian Chamber of Commerce, building kingdom, business, and community. Now, here's your host, Mark Goldstein.
And welcome to a special Thanksgiving edition of The Shepherd at Work. Mark Goldstein here with Mike Gillen in the studio with me. And Mike, you know, when we were looking at doing this show, we said it's going to be on Thanksgiving weekend. Right. So we need to pick somebody, bring somebody in who not only we're thankful for, but all of Central Florida and beyond should be thankful for. So our guest today is Mr. Mark Anthony, the real Mark Anthony from... Bread of I have the I'm the old school. It used to be Bread of Life Fellowship. Now it's Southeastern Food Bank.
Yeah, we're both. It's good.
So welcome, Mark. I'm glad you're here.
Glad to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
You know, I want to share just a little bit about Southeastern Food Bank with our audience, so they'll understand a little bit about why we're so thankful for you. So last year in 2021, you were able to receive, store, and redistribute 9.2 million pounds. Now, that's not pounds. It's 9.2 million pounds of food and goods across the state. Product that would have otherwise gone to waste was instead to use, get this, folks, to sustain 529,482 families last year. They've had the honor of providing 66,954 children with food and necessities throughout the state in 2021 alone. Southeastern Food Bank provides food and counseling to over 10,000 families in and across the state. They currently distributes more than 500,000 pounds of food each month to more than 50 local nonprofit organizations. So if you or somebody you know goes to a nonprofit and gets food, my goodness, chances are it came from Southeastern Food Bank. And Mark, people don't know a lot about you. You're not on the radio, in ads, you're not on TV, because you do all of this for like about a couple hundred thousand a year budget.
Yeah.
And that includes salary. So, Mark, I want to turn the time over to you because I wanted to ask you, and Mike and all of Central Florida wants to know, you were a successful businessman. You bagged it all to give away food. Why?
It's a joy to serve people. It's an honor to help people, and it's a blessing for people's lives changed through our programs and our affiliates in the state.
You know, if I can jump in, I remember the times I've talked. Mark, you're one of these people that really do. You run to the background. You're not out front. But your faith has brought this about. I mean, yeah. It's clearly your love for people. And as I've had him on my program before, in fact, he's on my program this past Tuesday. As we are hearing this right now, Mark is one of those people that loves more than anything to see people come to know the Lord.
Yeah.
And but he also knows that people need both. They need the Lord and they need to eat. And that's important.
So, Mark, was there an epiphany, something that happened that just shook you so much that you say, this is what I need to do?
Well, it's a true story. It sounds like fiction, but it's true. So at my lawn and garden store, a man drove up with a vehicle with Entenmann snacks. He said, I don't believe in God, but I know you're a godly man. And I know you do the right thing with this. And being running a lawnmower shop, it only made enough sense to transfer the goods from his truck to mine. And I went to in Winter Garden area and did my first outreach in 1989 before I was really we were an organization. We weren't an organization until December 19th, 1991. And that gave me the desire to serve full time and prayed and sold my business and then waited patiently, whatever that means. I was ready to go in 94 when I sold my store and the Lord said, wait for another 9 years. So I felt like I was in the desert a little bit, but, you know, we started the very first year in 91 with, approximately 45, salvations out of maybe only about 5,000 pounds of food, maybe. And last year to bring it up to 2021, out of the 9.2 million pounds, I was praying for 1,000 salvations. We had 1,867. This year I was praying for 2,000. We're going to go past that because people are really looking and we want to address the whole person with food and the gospel.
That is so super. Yeah. I met you all of those years ago. And I remember, what we thought was a big building on your brother's property.
Yeah.
And we used to go over there and feed buffalo because his brother had buffalo and we get these long sticks of bread and we'd go outside and Mark, how did we call them?
Buffalo. They don't have any real sound. They kind of grunt.
So you wave the bread and they'd all come running.
Oh,
but
that's funny.
So Mark, as I'm thinking back, that original building that you lifted up from one place, brought over and put on the property, we thought it was huge.
Mm-hmm.
And now that you have the new building, looking back, how did you do everything that you did with such a small premise or a small place to do it?
I know in 2010, I didn't know if I was coming or going because of that little building. We technically did 4,894,276 pounds. Of that was about 300 pallets of water, and I was really beside myself because I was kind of running most of it by myself. So it really was, a little overwhelming. Just like 2020 was an overwhelming year that, at one point we were bringing in 2 and 3 semi loads of fresh produce and putting them back out all over the state simultaneously every single day, 5 days a week, besides our normal pickups. As small as you are, that's a lot. For a big food bank, it's not that big of a deal, but for us, it was hard.
Well, and for a lot of years, it was just you, Ruth Ann, maybe a couple of volunteers, maybe one paid at the most.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have, what, 7.5 staff?
Yeah, my half one does outreach out of country for us.
But I mean, my goodness, Mark, you're doing with this small staff what some of these larger, more high profile are doing with tons of staff.
We are mean and lean, as I tell.
You know what I'm thinking when I think Mark of we got two Marks here, but when I think of Mark, I think of him as fulfilling that Bible command that freely you have received, freely give. And it's so amazing that all of this is happening. Just freshly hearing Mark tell the story of somebody coming up and dropping off really just some food, some free snacks. And rather than take it and just put it out there for his customers, he thought, I've got to do something with it, and how God has blessed that effort.
So the question is, you receive, where do you get your food from?
We pick up all over the state of Florida. Plus we have a partner out of Canada bringing us frozen now. And we've had for the hurricane, because we are disaster relief with Convoy Hope, but on our own we were receiving from Tyson Chicken, doing for hurricane relief, those extra loads, sending them down to Fort Myers and some of the other little towns there.
So are things, places like Publix, Winn-Dixie, Kroger's, and all that, do they provide overages or things that they know they can't use to you?
Yes, everything, especially fresh, has to be moved in a timely fashion. So we're receiving from Goya, Winn-Dixie, Publix, Kroger, and Niagara for water. And so, and then we have other donations, started receiving some from a Walmart warehouse, which is unusual.
And the punchline is, you know, we talk about all these ministries you serve. You don't charge them.
No, it has been faith for 30 years, trust me. I had a few moments that were a little overwhelming, but God took care of us.
So freely you get, and sometimes you got to pay something, I guess, but freely you get, and then definitely freely you give. And I think that's just absolutely amazing. What does an organization have to do to qualify to get food from you?
They just go online to southeasternfoodbank.com, go to partners, hit that button, and fill out a questionnaire. From there, we can guide them to what kind of a program we're going to work with them.
So what is the characteristics of an organization that you can work with?
They should be a 501c3, but they need to be at least a nonprofit state of Florida for us to function, or they'll have to be under somebody's covering because we can't get individuals.
Right. And what about intent? How they use it? Are there any kind of strings attached to how they can use the food or what they're using it for?
We actually have different colors for that shows on our calendar to show what kind of food to give them.
You're color coded then, huh?
We are color coded.
You're not colorblind.
That's correct. No, we serve everybody.
So the punchline is if you're a nonprofit organization and you need food to use in your organization, you want to reach out to Mark. We're going to be back because this is a very busy time of year for you, and we're going to help our audience to know how they can connect with you during this very special time. Mark Anthony, Mike Gillen, Mark Goldstein, we'll be back in just a minute.
If you're a Christian business person and you want to meet people who want to do business with you, you need to join the Central Florida Christian Chamber of Commerce. Why? Because the mission of the Christian Chamber is to build kingdom, business, and community. And it all starts with the Christian principle of building relationships. To learn more about the Christian Chamber and all the different ways you can get engaged with hundreds of other Central Florida Christian business people, visit cfchristianchamber.com or call 407-258-3570.
Ladies, do you want the men in your lives to be better husbands, fathers, and providers? Men, do you want all that and more? Christ-led Communities has the answer. With men's Bible studies and group experiences, Christ-led Communities has a curriculum that meets most every man's spiritual needs. Visit clchq.org to learn about your opportunities to grow in Christ in a Christ-led community. The website again is clchq.org or 407-484-3899.
Hey, this is Mike Gilland, Operations Manager at the Shepherd Radio Network, with a special invitation for you to join me daily, Monday through Friday, for my show, Afternoons with Mike. Our show is aired at 3:05 p.m. and replayed twice. First, the same night at 9:05 p.m., then the next morning at 10:05 a.m. It's my privilege to have a wide variety of guests on my show, ranging from senators to pastors, celebrities to singers and businessmen and women. The common thread to each episode is our goal to look at life through the lens of a biblical worldview. You can listen on air to any of the three Shepherd stations in Florida, plus you can listen online at our homepage, theshepherdradio.com. Listen on demand to our podcast, available on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, or Google Podcasts. All you have to do is use the search phrase, Afternoons with Mike.
Once again, here's Mark Goldstein.
And welcome back. You're listening to the very special Thanksgiving edition of The Shepherd at Work. Mark Goldstein in the studio with my bestest buddy, Mike Gillen, and my other bestest buddy, Mark Anthony. We've known each other for years. Mark is the executive director, the founder of Southeastern Food Bank. Many of you who have been around Central Florida for many years may remember it as Bread of Life Fellowship. You may have gone there from time to time and fed a buffalo or two. You never know. But Mark, welcome back into the studio for another segment. We were talking before the break. This is a very busy time of year for you. And a lot of people have a ton of needs. So you have a program, you've been doing it forever, called Food for Families. So what is it? And then let's talk about how our listeners can get involved.
Food for Families was created 31 years ago by a Publix employee, Johnny Dial, that he took some bread from some stores from Publix and then started receiving canned goods and things from Publix themselves. That grew in from a handful of stores to 21 stores to two semi-trailer loads versus, basically that we sort pack. I've helped for 30 out of 31 years. I think when my wife and I started, I think there was only like maybe no more than 44 families. And now we are pushing 1,200, 1,300 families this particular holiday. And 3 weeks go right back into it again. And it's a big event. They get a box of groceries, no turkeys, a box of groceries. And then the second box is usually paper products like toilet paper and bread and snacks, all like that.
So when you say they get, who are the recipients of these boxes, these care packages of food and stuff?
So we actually don't let anybody sign up for this. We actually did our homework through the years. We find the neediest mobile home parks, apartments, streets in Central Florida. We have a partner in Hawaii. They're going to take some out to leave in Lake County. Anybody that does need food that calls us, we can redirect them. And we are actively in, at least in the state, of 19 counties, we can put them to any program there.
That is super. So you found out about people through the grapevine. Obviously, people who have been served then let you know. And I mean, that is fantastic. So you're going to do over 1,800?
No, just 1,300 probably.
1,300 yeah. This year. So you give them a box of food, some toiletries and stuff. And obviously, you know about these families. So it's not just going to somebody, XYZ person. It's somebody that you've known and have maybe a little profile.
Yes and no. And just like somebody asked me today, do they know we're coming? And that's yes and no, because some of those people, unfortunately move, and or their house is missing when we get there. And so some know we're coming. We've had a real diverse response from that. We had people that crying receiving it. We were called by the police in Winter Garden. They were very unhappy, didn't want us on their road. We had a guy that said, I don't want that. And lady next door was crying for it. So it's one extreme to the other. And once they say they don't want to be served, it's fine. We just take them off the list.
So it, Mike, it really sounds like an organization that is not necessarily on a lot of people's radar are meeting needs for people who would not be on anybody else's radar except for the social, quote unquote, social network.
I agree. And the work is very effective. I remember probably the second time you ever did a program with me, we had some pictures. You brought in some of the pictures of what actually happens in one of these unloading things. And my goodness, you've had to expand a lot because of just the sheer amount of storage. And also along with that, he mentioned, they do some perishable type of foods as well, which means refrigeration. So there's a lot of upfront expense that Southeastern has had to put into this thing to make it workable. But that's what he does.
And Mike, what's interesting, you mentioned the freezer. Mark, am I exaggerating with saying that the freezer you have now is just a little bit smaller than your original building?
Yeah, it's pretty big.
That is good. So now with this program, you have the food. You need volunteers. And what do you need volunteers for?
Okay, so putting it in time perspective, of course, we're doing Thanksgiving this week. And then starting next month, they can call our office. They can go online and volunteer, or they can call our office at the 407-654-7777 number, because we're going to need packing volunteers for the next few weeks, because that leads right up to our next program, which is December 17th. And we'll need also volunteer drivers there at 8 o'clock at West Orlando Baptist Church.
So walk us through what this day looks like. If I'm a volunteer, what am I going to hear, see, feel, smell, et cetera, for that day?
More than likely, you will be there to pack groceries out of bins that we put product in bins. And we'll run a line of boxes down a table, use banana boxes. Mm-hmm. We just stack them up and it's very basic, you know, and we can take volunteers from 3 years old to 90. So it's a good spectrum of age.
So in this volunteer, do you have people that, let's say they're going to volunteer to pack? You'll have others that volunteer to deliver?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do some do both?
Some do both, yes. And some we've had over 15 years or maybe 20. I don't really know. It's a little different dynamic working out of our warehouse. And then the church, we were at the school for a long time, but we're no longer at the school now.
So you've done this for many, many years. Give us a story. Give us a testimony that kind of epitomizes why you do what you do and the outcome of what you do from this Food for Families.
Okay. For Food for Families, we don't hear all the stories. We had one life changed Christmas about 5 years ago where the man went to, it was a pastor that took the food and, you know, talked to her about the Lord and gave her some food and her life changed. I know one of our other programs was not Food for Families, but one of our other evangelistic programs. This lady had told one of the volunteers said, the lady was camping out in front of the church and the lady, and they said, well, why are you, we don't start for another couple hours. And she said, I've been here since 11 last night because I have to make sure I have food for my children. So that was a real, you know, what we take for granted. It's not in the refrigerator, go to the store, you know.
My guess is anybody who volunteers for this program, and especially is delivering food, A, they need to keep a box of Kleenex with them,
yeah.
And two, their life will probably never be the same, and they'll never look at Christmas the same again, too. Would you agree with that?
Most definitely. I remember my son, my kids used to ride with Ruth Ann, my wife, and deliver, and they went to this one house, and he said he recognized the kid, said, I can't come in, I can't go in there. And he said, why? Because he might be embarrassed, in other words, I'm showing up. But they were very needy and very grateful. Some of these places we go are like third world countries, some of these trailer parks. There's a few in city of Orlando, even though we think the city is all wonderful with mobile home parks, but there are some real pockets of poverty that we're able to address.
I know we all know Tim McKinney,
yeah.
Mr. Bithlow, and he too can take you places that look like third world war zones,
mm-hmm.
right in our backyard. So Mark, walk us through now quickly how people can get involved. Give us the information.
Well, because we're a Christian organization, we definitely need prayer for guidance, wisdom, discernment. We need financials because we started at $300 a year income and we're running at $35,000 a month now. There's a big difference between now and then and now. And we need volunteers to deliver for Thanksgiving morning, but that's already going to be passed, of course.
Yeah.
But for next year, we'll do the same thing again.
Sure.
And then for December 17th, West Orlando Baptist Church, which is 1006 East Crown Point Road in Winter Garden.
So give us the telephone number again. And the website so people can RSVP.
It's southeasternfoodbank.com, and I think it's /volunteer.
Okay.
And or they can call the 407-654-7777 number.
And if you don't remember that, just call the station, and we have your number, Mark.
You got my number.
I'm not mincing words. You are a godsend to Central Florida. You heard the voice of the Lord say, do this, and you did. So I'm going to put you on the spot. In the history of your organization, ballpark, how many salvations as a result of your ministry? Just ballpark.
Considerably over 15,000 we've been a part of, and maybe more than that now, but we're not really bean counters. We're busy you know, trying to do our job.
And how many people, Mike, are those 15,000 connected with?
Yeah, that's right. There's a whole set of family members under them, next to them. That's amazing.
You're going to have your own annex in heaven. Mark Anthony, God bless you. Thank you so much for your service here in Central Florida. For Mark Anthony, Mark Goldstein, Mike Gillen, have a blessed rest of the Thanksgiving weekend. See you next week.
You've been listening to The Shepherd at Work. Tune in next week as Mark will introduce you to another marketplace leader who will show you how to live your Christian faith in every place you work and live. The Shepherd at Work, sponsored by the U.S. Christian Chamber of Commerce, building kingdom, business, and community.
The preceding was a Mark Radio production.